This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, this image right here, I think, sums it up. And this is just kind of a different thread of the same energy, the same frequency of the Michael Rapaport video. It was, you know, big Trump hater, big establishment hack. And then he comes out and realizes that he's been duped. He's been deceived by the vaccine pushers. And you have this image here of these nurses that were fired from their jobs because they didn't want to take the experimental deadly vaccine. And so here they are standing outside where they used to work with their signs. One says, last year's heroes, this year's unemployed. The other one's sign says, we worked through the pandemic with no vaccine. Now they want to fire us. And so here's the lesson to be learned from this. And, you know, there's no mystery here. But any sort of oppressor or criminal or somebody who takes advantage of you will always tell you how much they love you and pat you on the head as long as you're part of their convenience and a part of their agenda. But as soon as you're not, they throw you to the side and you ain't worth a dang. And so that's what, sadly, Michael Rapaport is learning. Like, hey, I shilled for the establishment. Hey, I went after Trump. Hey, I took the vaccine. Now you're telling me I'm the super spreader? Yeah, bro, that's the whole point. That's what tyrants do. That's what abusers do. You've been abused, bro. And so it's the same story with these nurses. They're like, hey, we were the heroes last year. Remember us? Remember us, the frontline workers? Remember us, the nurses? You said we were the greatest of all time? Oh, but now we don't want to take a vaccine and we're worthless to you, huh? Yeah, that's how it works. This is all a diabolical agenda. And as soon as the establishment loses use for you, they throw you aside into the garbage heap. They don't care about you. The establishment doesn't love you. They hate you. They use you. So I wanted to show that because that's exactly the example right there illustrated with those two nurses or even Michael Rapaport. Yeah, the establishment pretends to love you until it's exhausted its use for you. Then it casts you aside to die. Here's Meghan McCain responding to, because, again, she's a big establishment hack. And so, again, she's confused. She's like, what? I was promoting the vaccine. I was telling people how good the vaccine is. Now I find out the vaccine is killing people and it's not even effective against COVID and it's actually making it worse. So she tweets this out. Vaccinated people are spreading this more than the unvaccinated now? Oh, but see, Meghan McCain is a real true establishment hack, just like her father. So she deleted that tweet. But we have the receipts, Meghan. I mean, for 1 second, Meghan McCain was a good person, but she wanted to erase that 1 second from history. Here's another example. Yeah, you think you have a free country. St. Louis County votes 5-2 to rescind mask order, and then a county executive rejects the vote and says the mandates stay in place. Stories at InfoWars.com from Adan Salazar. Oh, you voted to be free? You think you live in a democracy? Not so fast. Sure, if you vote your way into slavery, sure, if you vote for what we want you to vote for, then you can have a democracy. But as soon as you vote the way we don't like you, nope. No vote for you. And this just shows how the mask mandates are just totally unpopular. And when you boil it down to just counties or cities or people that actually want to live free, they'll always vote against it. But then the county executive comes in or, you know, big tech comes in and censors it or something. And then you're like, what? We voted against the mask mandate. You say, oh, no. You don't get a vote. And now, man, Nancy Pelosi is threatening to arrest Republicans who don't wear a mask in the Capitol. I'm not even kidding. She released this bulletin today. Wearing a mask mandatory at all times. And she says, you will be subject to arrest if you don't. Thomas Massey responds, this is insane. Might as well come into my office and arrest my entire staff. We are not wearing masks. Well, this is about to get interesting, isn't it?
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 month, 6 month, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality herbal food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to show you an example here of the absolute state of the left in this country and the Democrat in this country. Where... again, you just have to understand, they know they're lying, they know they're deceiving, they know they're evil people. These are demons. These are damn demons we're dealing with. These are liars and criminals and demons. Eric Swalwell is a demon. He is a damn demon. And so I want to use this as an example of the absolute state of the Democrat Party and their voters right now, just to show you how demonic they are. But they don't even live in reality, folks. So... here's a statement from Eric Swalwell. Yeah, there's a demon right there. Nancy Pelosi, there's one of the top demons. One of the biggest demons in American history, Nancy Pelosi. The devil lives inside her. So, here's a statement from Eric Swalwell. And whenever Eric Swalwell tells you that you have to believe something, you know it's a lie. This must be made clear and cemented as the ground truth. Okay, so right there, you already know it's a total lie. It's total deception. The officer who defended hundreds of people from Ashley Babbitt and the armed mob, no arms, no, there was no armed mob. They didn't have any weapons, so that's a lie. They did an investigation, so Swalwell caught lying about that. And what hundreds of people? What hundreds of people were defended by the officer that killed Ashley Babbitt? Who? Who? What hundreds of people, Eric? Just can't stop lying, can you? The officer who defended hundreds of people from Ashley Babbitt, who had no weapon, and the armed mob, who had no arms... behind her is an American hero. Oh! So when police officers kill people in the United States, and you can make a big fuss of it in the media, and then make riots happen across the nation, killing even dozens of more people, hospitalizing thousands of police, and causing billions of dollars of property damage, those cops are bad. But when the cop murders a conservative Trump supporter, then the cop is good. Got it. Glad to know where Eric Swalwell stands on the issue. And then he says, don't take his word for it. Oh, believe me, we won't. We know you're a liar. The DOJ investigated and justified his actions. Really? I didn't see those investigations. I'm not doubting that they happened. They obviously did. But it was a sham. It was a cover-up. Everybody knows it. I think we know what Eric Swalwell's into, folks. Let's just... I think we know how they got Eric Swalwell. And we'll just leave it at that. My family is grateful for his bravery. So again, cops are bad whenever they want the cops to be bad and whenever they can foment riots and hatred, but cops are good when the cops murder their political opposition. That's where Eric Swalwell stands on the issue. Good to know, Eric. Glad to know where you stand on the issue. Thank you for coming out and once again proving you're an absolute demonic, bold-faced liar. But here's some of the responses to his statement. Sean Dorkin, this is a guy who goes on MSNBC and constantly lies about Trump, lies about America, wants you dead and enslaved. And he responds, he says, the mob wasn't there to give hugs and kisses. They were there to kill. Anyone saying differently is a liar and an accomplice. So here's Sean Dorkin, who goes on MSNBC, another demon-possessed devil. But I would ask Scott this, Scott Dorkin, if they were there to kill, why didn't they kill anyone? If they were there to kill, why didn't they kill anyone? And then, of course, they would tell you the big lie that they killed Brian Sicknick, but he was admitted to a hospital days later because of a stroke. And, of course, it turned out the fire extinguisher story that they all ran with was a complete lie, just like everything else that they do is a lie. So now we know Eric Swalwell is a demonic liar, and we know Scott Dorkin is a demonic liar. And then there's this. So those are the leaders, those are the demonic leaders of this big lie. Scott Dorkin, who goes on TV, he's a demonic liar. Eric Swalwell, who sits in Congress, he's a demonic liar. And, you know, they're both probably into very sordid activities with minors, too. But we'll just leave it at that. But so here is the people that they deceive. Listen to this. Now, again, who knows what's really going on with all these bots and stuff on Twitter? Who knows if any of these people are even real? And then we see how they put out their propaganda with tens of thousands of Twitter bots putting out the exact same tweets. Just to force a narrative home. But listen to this. A response, another one. This is just some leftist on Twitter responding. Ashley Babbitt was driven mad by Q. She was running in circles shrieking when the gun warning was called out multiple times. What? What? Seriously, these people don't live in reality, folks. There's video of the whole thing. There was no warning of a gun shot. There was no warning. Ashley Babbitt wasn't running in circles shrieking. Where do these people come up with this stuff? Where do these people come up with this stuff? They just make it up, that's how. Because that's what they see their leaders doing. They see their leaders telling lie after 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 lie. So they just figure, hey, I'll just lie. I'll just make something up and lie. It's par for the course. Yeah, here's the video of Ashley Babbitt, according to this lying liberal, probably also possessed by the devil, running around in circles shrieking? No, that never happened. Just another lie from the left. Only God can save us from these demons. These demons are not going to go away. These demons are not going to stop trying to enslave you. These demons are not going to stop trying to deceive you. These demons are not going to stop lying to you. They're not going to stop. They should be arrested, but we don't have the will to do that yet in this country, sadly. So they just continue to lie. Just like the Black Lives Matter activists, Democrat Party activists, police officers that they had testifying about January 6th the other day, just lying, 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 lying. And they all know they're lying. They all know it's an agenda. They've all been trained on this. They've all been taught how to do this. And they really think they're going to win. They really think that they're going to have a victory in this. And even that's the thing. Even if they had their way and they destroyed America and destroyed human freedom like they're fighting for to do right now, that's not a victory, you fools. It's not a victory. That's a loss. You haven't figured it out yet, have you? You haven't figured it out yet, have you? That as soon as the devil is done with you, he's going to throw you into the ash heap of history. You lay in bed with your father, the devil, and you trust that demonic spirit is going to give you anything? You trust that demon is going to fulfill any promise it's made to you? You fools. You will learn how much you've been deceived. And when that day comes, it's going to be a rude awakening for you. It's going to be a rude awakening for those police officers that lied to America. It's going to be a rude awakening for Eric Swalwell, who lies to America and his family. It's going to be a rude awakening for Scott Dorkin, who lies to America. It's going to be a rude awakening for all of you falling under the spell of this demon. this demonic possession that you're in. As soon as the devil's done with you, he's going to throw you in the ash heap of history, and you're going to burn forever. And you're going to be tormented for the rest of your existence. Your sad, pathetic, measly existence. And we have identified the Chinese communist agent at the New York Times. New York Times reporter deletes tweet calling Trump supporters enemies of the state. Well, she obviously meant that. They're enemies of the Chinese communist state, absolutely, that wants to destroy America. And she has since deleted the tweet. New York Times reporter Kate Brenner is almost undoubtedly a Chinese communist agent. Just like the human blobfish, Dr. Lena Nguyen, that goes on CNN telling you you're not free anymore unless you take a vaccine. Which, of course, once again, what are they learning? Hey, I took the vaccine, and I'm still not free. Hey, I took the vaccine, and I'm sick. Hey, I took the vaccine, now I have COVID. Hey, I took the vaccine, and now I'm told I'm a super spreader and have to wear the mask. When will all of you brainwashed minions wake up and realize you are just a toy of Satan? And as soon as...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm gonna teach you what to love.
Well, Thomas Massey making fun of Nancy Pelosi, trolling her, standing in the middle of the Capitol Rotunda without a mask, saying, what are you going to do, Nancy? You going to come arrest me? Of course, Nancy Pelosi released a statement saying anybody who's in the House side of Congress without a mask on is going to be arrested. That's Nancy Pelosi launching a police state inside the Capitol. Nancy Pelosi, a woman who belongs in jail yesterday. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I'll tell you what. We know we're dealing with millions of brainwashed Americans that fall for the lies of mainstream media and the Democrat Party. But, you know, we could actually dramatically improve America overnight and probably even save this country if we arrested almost all members of the Democrat Party. And see, this is the thing is, I'm not for a police state. I'm not for political prisoners. That's not really my thing. That's not what we do. But, I mean, that's their plan for us. That's what they do. So we might as well get out ahead of it. And let's just be honest. If we didn't have to deal with Nancy Pelosi in this country anymore, if we didn't have to deal with Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff and the Biden crime family and the rest of them, this country would be better off and it wouldn't even be close. And everybody knows it. We would be free again. We wouldn't have near as many politicians stealing our money and lying to us all day long. We would be much better off and everybody knows it. Everybody damn well knows it. That if the Democrats were all arrested and thrown in jail tomorrow and the key was lost, this country would be back to some semblance of normal. They wouldn't be stealing our tax dollars as much as they normally do. They wouldn't be lying to us and gaslighting us and dividing us like they normally do. And we could actually save this country if we just got these damn dirtbag demon Democrats out of the way. But we're not like that, are we? We're actually freedom-loving individuals that don't like tyranny and government oppression. So sadly, these demonic forces continue to exist and try to destroy us. Now, speaking of demonic possession, here's another perfect example of it. And it's always a liberal, isn't it? It's always one of these acronym rainbow flag liberals that are pedophiles. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Fortnite streamer Raul Zito has been arrested over allegations that he's raped two children ages 10 and 14. And so you get a little bit of an idea of who this guy is. And then here's another image of him. He's got his bright blue hair and his bright pink beard. And he's got his shirt. Love has no gender, religion, sexuality, body type, or color. Yeah, I guess so. That's why you were arrested with the allegations of raping little kids. And he even boasted about it during his live streams about how he likes to play with young talents. So he was telling the world that he was a child abuser, as far as the eye could see. And so you have to understand, the whole reason why these leftists do the LGBTQ plus rainbow stuff and dye their hair and wear the t-shirts and wave the flag, it's a disguise. It's a cover. So that you look at them like, oh, look, they're good people. They're loving. They're gay. They're this. And really inside, they're just thinking about raping your kids. That's why all these drag queen story time incidents where you had men showing up to schools dressed as women, and it turned out many of them were convicted pedophiles. That's why you had the gay San Francisco choir do an entire song about how they were coming for your kids. Folks, the whole LGBTQ front for many of these individuals. The whole drag queen story time front for many of these individuals is just a cover for their real true desire to rape your children. That's what this is. So when you see this guy wearing the LGBTQ plus stuff and waving the pride flag and dyeing his beard pink, it's all a cover. It's all a disguise so that you don't realize that what he's really thinking about is raping your kids. It's all a front. It's all a front, ladies and gentlemen. So you've been warned. Yep, there he is with all the kiddos. But look, he's got a pink beard and he's got blue hair. So he must be good. He's just gay. You know, he's just an activist. And the whole system teaches you to just embrace this behavior. And the whole system teaches you that that's just totally innocent. When deep down behind that pink beard and underneath that bright blue hair is a guy who's thinking about raping your kids. Every single time. And again, I mean, I can't sit here on all the news stories I've covered to just be redundant, but it's like, do I have to go back to all the Vice headlines, dozens of Vice headlines talking about how great pedophilia is? Do we have to show you the pedophiles that brought the world Desmond the Amazing? Do we have to show you all the pedophiles that infiltrated drag queen story time, convicted pedophiles? Do we have to show you the drag queens showing up with their penises out and bouncing little kids on their laps? Do you really want to see all this again? Or can I just continue to cover the news and just move on until the world finally realizes what's going on? These are pedophiles that want to rape your children. And they disguise themselves as LGBTQ+. They disguise themselves as liberals. That's just a mask. That's just a disguise so that they can get access to your kids and rape them. Here's another liberal reporter out of Europe. This is an actual tweet. She actually tweeted this. Someone needs to create porn for children. I mean, you stop right there, find a rope and a tree. But no, she goes on. Someone needs to create porn for children. Young teens are already watching porn, but they're finding hardcore aggressive videos that give a terrible view of sex. They need entry-level porn. A softcore site where everyone asks for consent and no one gets choked, etc. So here's an individual who's admitting how bad porn is for your psychological makeup, how bad porn is for your brain, and how it distorts love and sex and everything good. But instead of saying, hey, maybe we should stop watching porn, maybe we should stop promoting porn, maybe kids shouldn't be watching porn, instead this demented psychotic says we should have porn for kids. And I'm sure she would be more than willing to run that enterprise, wouldn't she? This is like the Democrat Party with Jocelyn Elder saying, we need to teach your kid how to masturbate. We need to reach down your kid's pants and grab their genitals and show them how to masturbate. That's called rape. Okay? That's called rape. But they don't word it that way, see? Oh, we just need to teach your kids how to watch porn. No, you want to rape my kid. Oh, we just need to teach your kid how to masturbate. No, you want to rape my kid. It's time to quit playing games with these pieces of shit. Playing games with these damn demons. Hey, I get it, though. Believe me, I get it. It's kind of like that story that came out of New York City with that dead guy who showed up on the street that said, I touch little girls. Because, see, here's the thing. Most humans still have an instinct in them that you find out someone's molesting little boys and little girls, natural law is beat that person to death immediately. And so they still know that there's that instinct out there. So they have to deceive that and do an end around on that. And they say, oh, we're just teaching your kids how to watch porn and masturbate. No, you damn demons are raping kids and you know what you deserve.
But I'll tell you. Who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service? I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com. Up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What are the Democrats so afraid of? What are they hiding? Why don't they want the election audits to continue? All right, it's a rhetorical question. We all know why. They stole the election is as clear as the sun in the sky on a cloudless day. And this is just amazing here. Wow, this is actually a new development. This is not what I was referring to, but the crew just pulled it up. We'll pivot briefly here. Matt Gaetz goes to the D.C. Department of Corrections to go see the conditions of the January 6th Democrat Party prisoners, and they locked them out. Huh. Wow. So, folks, the Democrats are literally torturing Americans right now inside prison cells. They have political prisoners that they're torturing inside of prison cells right now. They're all American heroes being tortured by Democrats right now. And they locked the facility and they won't let Republicans in to see the conditions. Okay. Wow. I was going to talk about how they're covering up their election theft from 2020. And then the crew. All right. So, guys, let's just go ahead and roll this video from the top. Matt Gaetz shows up at the D.C. prison where the Democrats have political prisoners and they're torturing them right now. Here's Matt Gaetz being locked out, Marjorie Taylor Greene and others being locked out of the building. And a bunch of security comes and stands in front of the door to block people from even seeing inside.
I'm an attorney here to see a client.
An attorney is here to visit a client. And they have locked
cameras
out.
Oh, they don't like the cameras being there. They don't like politicians being there showing what the Democrats are doing. The scum of the earth, the Democrat Party, the scum of the earth.
Dan Kirby.
Party has declared war on America. The Democrat Party has declared war on the American citizens. Boy, oh boy. I wonder when America is going to declare war on them. And, you know, we don't live in a free country anymore. We don't have free speech. So, you know, you got to be careful what you say. The FBI may come knock your door down and send you to a Democrat gulag. But you wonder, don't you? You wonder when America is going to rise up and declare war on the Democrat Party. You wonder when America is going to rise up and declare war on the media. You wonder when America is going to rise up, stand tall, stand firm, and just start kicking communist globalist ass. This is getting out of control, man. From the COVID tyranny to political prisoners to lying through their teeth 24/7. I mean, seriously, we can't take much more of this, man. This is just ridiculous. And we're still in peace mode, and that's fine. But it might not be fine much longer. And that's not a call to violence. That's not a threat. I'm just sitting here as a commentator doing play-by-play. And let me tell you, Democrats, how far do you really think you can push the American people before the lies that you tell about January 6th are actually true? I mean, how long do you think you can continue to destroy this country and arrest political prisoners until there is an actual rise up of the American people and they actually do want to do bad things to you? Again, I'm not calling for violence. I'm a peaceful revolutionary. But let me tell you, you guys are biting off way more than you can chew. And you're going to kill a lot of people and you're going to arrest a lot of people and you're going to destroy a lot of people's lives. And you're going to really destroy this country for a period of time. But, Satan never wins in the end. Do you have any idea what you're asking for at this point? I mean, this is just out of control, man. And so I was going to get into how they're covering up the election fraud. The Department of Justice has stepped in and said that states performing audits are illegal. Ha! Huh. No. No, it's not. And you don't have the right to shut down state audits. So nice try, Merrick Garland. And we're identifying some of the illegal actors. Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Jack Sellers has close ties with China. Is that why he's fighting so hard against the Senate's 2020 election audit in Maricopa County? Absolutely it is. 100%. Stories at the Gateway Pundit. Twitter bans election 2020 audit accounts. Yeah, you're not allowed to know about the audit. You're not allowed to see how the Democrats stole it. Jay Sekulow is asking all Arizona and Pennsylvania voters who were given Sharpies when voting to contact his law firm. So if you're in Arizona and that happened to you, contact Jay Sekulow's law firm, and he wants to hear your story. And then I've got all of these videos, as if the Democrats blocking out the election, the polling centers, isn't enough evidence that they stole it. We've got all the other evidence on the planet as well. Oh, yeah, they block you from watching them tally the votes, and then they block you from going into their prisons where they have their political prisoners. I mean, seriously, this is out of control, man, and I have to bite my tongue here, okay? But this is out of control. Our lawmakers better get serious real quick. And it's not going to happen out of the Biden administration. That administration is corrupt as the day is long, every member of it. You're leaving us no recourse, you bastards. You're leaving us no recourse, you bastards. You are going to release the devil dogs in this country, and it is not going to be pretty, because they're not nice guys like me that wear a jacket and a tie and comb their hair. No, they're not. They're hardened men and women that are sick in their own country. So, won't be me calling for violence. I'd like to do this peacefully and politically. It won't be me that you see, like all the fear-mongering lies you tell about January 6th. Not going to be Owen Schroyer. No. I'm a nice guy. I'm a fun-loving guy. I like playing golf and listening to music and going to concerts and ball games and drinking a beer. But let me tell you, the men and women that you're pissing off to the point of no return are not nice-looking guys like me. They're devil dogs. And January 6th was nothing. It was nothing. It was nothing. It was a little gnat. It was a little gnat compared to the Tyrannosaurus Rex that you're begging to come eat your ass. See, I can't help myself. I get pissed and I get mad and I need to be controlled here and not say things. But like, seriously, man. Anyway, I got all these videos. We got Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. I got all these videos. We got Trump, who was at Bedminster Golf Club. Just a rousing, raucous applause. Never do you see an event like that for Biden. And then this nice lady on Twitter, @salty_Sundays, has put together a thread of videos from every state leading up to the election. Iowa, Georgia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Missouri, Hawaii, New York, California, of just all the grassroots Trump rallies, not actual Trump rallies, but the grassroots Trump rallies. The grassroots Trump rallies where just tens of thousands of people show up. Boats parades, parades in the streets, and you never had a single one for Biden. Oh, but he got 80 million votes. You guys are such liars and criminal frauds, man. It's unbelievable.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Democrats are in total panic right now. They've been caught stealing the election. They have hundreds of political prisoners, and the world and America is finally awakening to how evil they are. And, you know, I lost my temper in that last segment. And I apologized to the crew, and they said, stuff your sorries in a sack. And look, I'm not some big tough guy here. I'm not trying to, you know, flex my muscles or anything. Believe me, I'm just the voice of reason. I'm just the voice of America. And this country is just screaming at the top of its lungs to be released from this hellish nightmare grip of the New World Order, of globalism, of fake liberalism, of BS LGBTQ and BS race baiting and mainstream media Democrat Party lies. And you sick bastards, you sick, sick, psychotic, demonic bastards that are arresting innocent Americans and torturing them in jail cells and that are stealing all of our money and that are stealing our elections and that are taking our freedoms with a pandemic that you caused. Do you really think that you can get away with this? Do you really think the world isn't going to eventually awaken to this and be pissed at you? And they write stories in The Atlantic talking about how Mike Lindell is destroying American democracy. Do you really think people buy your bullcrap? Do you really think you're getting away with this? You are just poking a sleeping giant incessantly. You're torturing a sleeping giant incessantly. So Yeah, I lost my temper. It's kind of inevitable when you're dealing with this stuff here every day. Alex Jones joins us on the phone line. It's just incredible here, Alex. I don't know if you've seen, but the D.C. police just blocked Republican congressmen and women from going into the jail cell where they're holding and torturing their political prisoners, and now they're not even letting their attorneys in because they don't want the world to see that the Democrat Party currently has political prisoners that are being tortured in real time right now.
Yeah, they can set the precedent for them. They can do it with everybody. That's how it started with the Russians, with the Bolsheviks just holding a few hundred, then it was a few thousand, then it was a few million, then it would starve 20 million kulaks to death. You know, and yes, I've been listening to you, but I was sitting there sending clips to the crew of all these talking heads on TV, not just Don Lemon, saying, don't let people have their kids, don't let them have food, don't let them go to the grocery store. Same thing Macron said. That's where they want to take you if you accept the vaccine passport. And that's what these idiots don't get, is they think, oh, just get the vaccine. Oh, just comply, and everything will go back to normal. No. The plan is it never goes back to normal. It's like sticking your hand in a garbage disposal or feeding yourself feet first into a wood chipper. The deeper you go into the wood chipper, the worse it gets. This is a methodology. This is a takeover. This is a program. This is an operation. And again, I'm screaming every 5 minutes, we have the plan, so everyone listens, so the governors and the legislatures and others get it. This is a real worldwide takeover using the fear of a virus as the pretext to set up a worldwide digital grid and paramilitary force to disappear whoever they want in their own words. Everything I've said is in their own damn words. Folks, Bill Gates said a year and a half ago, oh, you'll have to take shots every year for the variants. They had all this planned out, even though that's not based in science. So absolutely, I was listening to you talk about that. There are 500-plus people in that D.C. jail, many of which didn't even break a window or throw a rock or even hit a cop or even yell at a cop, and they are in there until they one by one, in solitary confinement, turn on America and come out and say, yes, I'm a white supremacist. If you say you're a white supremacist, they send Democrat lawyers in as your, quote, public defender, and it's come out in the news. And they literally tell them every day, you'll be out of here, you just say you're a white supremacist, and Donald Trump's a white supremacist. So literally, like when our airmen would get shot down over northern Vietnam, they'd be tortured for a few years until they go on TV and say America's horrible and evil. This is war crimes. This is criminal. And we always hear about our congressmen going to foreign countries and demanding to investigate their elections if there's evidence of fraud and if the government doesn't want an investigation. And we always hear about congressmen and women going to other countries and demanding that people be released who are political prisoners. And it's big international incidents. But now the UN Human Rights Board is run by people from Saudi Arabia and Qatar and communist China. It's all a sick joke. Whether it's Charlie Munger or Bill Gates or Ted Turner or Justin Trudeau, they admire Xi Jinping. The guy is a damn rock star to the left. We have employees there right now who have family members that I knew 18 years ago who won't even talk to one of my oldest employees. Like, he's our oldest employee. Won't even talk to John. Won't say his last name. Great guy. Won't even talk to John because she now worships Xi Jinping. Oh, by the way, she's a public school teacher. So, and by the way, the other teachers over there, they're all Maoist. So normal people that I knew 18 years ago are now literal Maoists that hate America. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're not exaggerating here? None of this is made up. So getting back to the main point, the good news is finally Congress gets it. And finally Congress is demanding from the CDC, oh, show us your data to back up your mask stuff. Show us your mask research. Then all the studies say the opposite. That should give you bacterial pneumonia. Don't stop anything. If you're sick with something and you wear a mask, it might protect people a few percentage points more because a big particulate might not get out if you use clean masks every couple of new hours. But it doesn't do the reverse. It might protect other people if you're sick. Only if you were sick would you wear a mask if you're going to be out in public. And it still does almost nothing. So it's all psychology of submission. It's all psychology of dominance to say we're all sick. We're all patients. We're the virus. And until the virus is under control, that's what the globalists call humanity. That's what Klaus Schwab and Ted Turner call us and George Soros. They all go to the depopulation events with Bill Gates. And they openly say, we're going to get the virus under control. Every year they have films that get awards where it's cartoons of like humans are a virus that they take over the earth and invade the universe and must be exterminated. So when they talk about the virus, they're talking about you. when CNN says we need to starve people to death and take their jobs and take their children, that's what Kathleen Sebelius said just last week. Now Don Lemon's saying it. Now Brian Williams is saying it. All these people that are criminal liars, Brian Williams saying he shot down in a helicopter, now he's the head fact checker at MSNBC News, it's all a joke. Again, it'd be like having Jeffrey Dahmer run a council against human cannibalism. So that's where we are, and I'm sorry to have to tell people this. The bigger question is, when are we going to get angry and shout them down and say they're frauds? I want to play a clip from Chip Roy, congressman from Texas, here in a moment. It's clip 8 with the great Tucker Carlson introing it. But the first thing I want to say is this. They're saying we're all backwards, we're all evil, we're all the most horrible thing on the planet. And I've been making the point for months, and I'm going to make it here again, because thank God, finally, Tucker Carlson picked up on it last night. I'm not seeing anyone else do this. And if everyone will just listen to me, bigger than people learning that it has prions that can kill them, bigger than learning that it doesn't protect you and makes you actually a super spreader of mutated viruses. That's in the literature, the FDA, the CDC, you would admit it. And Germany passed a law allowing big pharma to infect everybody just this year to cover their butt. If everyone just grasps this, please listen to me. If everyone gets this talking point out, it's game over. You can pull the numbers up. Saudi Arabia is less than 20% injected. I want to call it vaccinated. Okay? They're only 20% marked. They keep saying 10% in India. The Indians aren't stupid. They've had Bill Gates and others for decades caught sterilizing them, killing them. Whole villages get sick. They're literally not just beating up people to try to inject them. The word is they've been killing them. They've had to send the military in, and the military is refusing to enforce. Less than 10% of the Indians have even taken one shot, and that's their government's attenuated regular vaccine, because the national health spokesman took it and died 3 days later. He was in total health at 55. He's like a big movie star over there. He died. So they're not stupid. The Indians are at 6% as of last week, and they've been doing the injections now for 8 months. 6%. The Saudi Arabians are at less than 20. If you go to all these other countries, they're not taking these so-called vaccines. They're not taking the mRNA vaccines. And the vast majority are not having issues. What's starving people to death in India is the lockdown. That's what's causing all the funeral pyres, is the starvation and the malnutrition, which the UN even admits. So Tucker Carlson last night makes the point. He goes, Saudi Arabia is good because they're mandating the vaccine, which is, again, just all talk. So we need to be progressive like them. And we need to force America. That's not progressive. That's authoritarian. And the answer is getting in the face of the Democrats and calling their bluff, because they're such huge frauds. But first, in case you missed it, I was sitting here last hour and played this clip. I got a bunch more clips of them saying it. There's no reason to listen to them all. It gives me a headache. Everybody knows the talking point on every channel is on local TV. Everybody that's all these blue check marks, all the so-called local doctors that, you know, you'll have 500 doctors that are against the inoculation. You'll have one that says it's great. They'll be all over the news saying, oh, it's quite normal. Make people take the shot or take their job or fire them. This is literal warfare. Take a deadly shot, or we're going to bankrupt you and not let you have a job and not let you have groceries and put you under a bridge. While they won't control the border, and while they're shipping in millions of people a month, by the way, it's a million a month now, the real numbers coming out of the Border Patrol, on taxpayer money, airplanes landing every hour on the East Coast from Africa, being flown here by United Airlines and American Airlines, and taxpayer funded. So again.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.